This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can't do this show without Todd Mitchell. Doesn't he know that? He can't go on vacation? You kidding me? Todd, the radio god Mitchell? Not riding shotgun with me here on What's On Your Mind? All right, folks, I apologize in advance for the week. It's going to be a long one. Welcome. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. We do have Manny. Manny's here. You got double duty, Manny. And Matt, the great Rivate.
Those are big shoes to fill, though.
Yes, they are. Todd, exactly right. Big shoes to fill, by golly. Yeah, Vikings training camp. I'm sure you're watching every second of that all weekend long, Manny. Probably, right? All fired up from the weekend? Or were you at the State Fair in North Dakota? You probably came over to the State Fair. I don't blame you.
I wouldn't have been able to get to the State Fair.
I know you're a big
Kiss fan. I'm a little bit of a ways away.
Do you go to the Minnesota State Fair?
Yeah. I mean, with my other job, we, you know, because I work at a radio station at my other job, and we typically broadcast from the State Fair, so I'll be there quite a few times this go around.
Yeah, you know, Minnesota does this well. For folks that know the Minnesota State Fair, it is the radio and television folks are just there constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like WCCO, I was riveted. That was my favorite thing at the fair. You know, growing up, listening to True Don Blue on 63 KDWB, Steve Cannon on 830 WCCO. All these people, the folks you saw on Channel 4 and, KSTP-TV, you'd go to the fair and you'd see them. It's so darn cool. As a little kid, and, of course, my folks were in the radio business, so I knew it anyway, but you still were enamored by them because they were the best of the best. What was it that the WCCO used to give out every year? Ice cream or something was always a big deal?
And, probably, yeah.
Yeah. And really, I don't notice the media doing that as well at the North Dakota State Fair. I mean, I was there one day, so I'm as much to blame as anybody. Could have been there more, you know. But that's, I think, for folks who go to the fair, they like that kind of stuff. And I see the fair numbers were down 4% in North Dakota. I heard a lot of grumbling of people that believe that the fair board is not recognizing that they've got a problem, that they're bleeding attendance. I see the state fair board has said, the director at least has said, we're down 4% and we're happy. But boy, I don't know about you, but if somebody says, hey, you're down 4%, what do you think? I don't say I'm happy. I say, you know, I want to be up, right? So I don't, you know.
How do you get that 4% back?
Right. I want to hold even at a minimum. I want to grow. I want it to be bigger. So I don't know. I get the sense that people think the state fair needs a reboot in North Dakota. I don't know if that's fair or not. And I don't know what would bring it back. I don't, you know, maybe people don't go to fairs anymore. Maybe it's just a thing of the past. I don't know. I love it. I love Daryl's Racing Pigs and the cows and the rides and the food and the, you know, it's a lot of fun. But maybe we as media could do a better job to get you there by being there. I don't know. I'll put myself forward as the guinea pig and say maybe next year I'll just live at the fair the entire time and as if that'd be a draw. I don't know. But anyway, at least we're talking about it anywhere or something. So. Welcome, folks. Hope you had a great weekend. This is the program, What's On Your Mind. We have a busy week. I'm going to look forward first, and then I'll look back a little bit on on a few things that have happened. Looking forward, I want to talk a little bit about the special session that will happen in North Dakota. North Dakota legislators are getting set to gather in Bismarck for 3 days, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, to cover a $310 million shortfall. In a nutshell, the Democrats think that we need to raid some funds and raise taxes, and then, I guess we'll be good. Democrats basically have complained about the last three sessions, tax relief, and changes, and, think if we would have not had as much tax relief as we did, that things would be okay. I think that's the Democratic mantra in a nutshell, okay? Why are we reducing taxes? Here's my point. What I often think does not get inserted into that argument is to say, okay, you have your way. Three sessions worth of tax relief, bad idea. Let's do a little model and let's put that back in. I would argue our economy would not be doing as well, which obviously it's down already because of oil and ag. I think it'd be worse if the tax relief hadn't been put in place. Why? What happens with the tax dollars that come back to citizens and businesses from tax relief? It's spent. Right? So, I think that's the way. On the other hand, I have to say, I don't think Democrats are treated fairly, and maybe fairly is not the word because I hate that fair word. I think Republicans could do a better job of letting Democrats own their ideas. And here's what I mean by that. Democrats are pretty much flicked away like they're a mosquito in the middle of summer. They're a nuisance to Republicans. Get out of here. Bye. Yeah, they hold a press conference and they issue a press release and they get their stuff in the news stories because most of the reporters are liberal and write this stuff. I get all that. They're out there and they're kind of carping and saying their stuff. But clearly their message isn't resonating. Their numbers are not increasing. All right. So none of that's really, really working. And so it's easy for Republicans just to sort of dismiss them. I would rather, and I think people honestly appreciate this more, whether they're Republican or Democrat, to actively engage them. Let them own their ideas. In other words, for this special session, how about Max Schneider and Kent Nonstad and the Democratic leadership get a room and say, here's how we'd fix the shortfall, and here's our top three plans for the upcoming session. Okay? There you go. Democrats right there. Now, everybody in the legislature vote on that. Up and down. And obviously Republicans would do the same thing, and they're basically done. Republicans are basically done with their plan right now. The governor and Al Carlson and Rich Wardner, they're within, spitting distance of agreeing on everything, and they're going to put that forward plan, put up with a couple of amendments for Democrats, and then they're going to vote on it and be done. And Democrats will complain and carp and say how horrible things are. And they're in my mind, let them vote. Let them vote on their ideas and let them contribute to it. Am I wrong? I don't know. And I think we'd get out of this sort of just back and forth, where Republicans flick this mosquito away and you have the chirping and, it goes away, and then the Republicans do what they're going to do, where you could actively engage. Look, there are good ideas from the Democrats. Every once in a while, they come up with some good ideas, and, you incorporate that as it's necessary. I think, I think the Democrats would be harmed more politically by that approach than they currently are, because you'd have to put every Democrat on record, yes or no, on all these tax increases. So call me kinder, gentler Scott today, but I think give them a vote. Let them vote on their tax hikes. Right? Why not? That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so that's looking forward. That's the week. We're going to be there all week long, cover every little nook and cranny of everything. Max Schneider, the Democratic leader, Kelly Armstrong, the Republican chair and senator from Dickinson, have agreed to join me. Speaking of taxes, we're going to spend some time on the oil tax reform, okay? Because, if the oil tax had not been reformed, as led by Republicans in the last session, we would not have a $310 million shortfall right now. We'd have a almost $500 million shortfall. Hear what I'm saying here. $180 million more came from oil companies to the state of North Dakota as a result of the Republican oil tax reform. And this is a issue that's easily demagogued, but I want to have a debate on it. I want to just have it out and have the political games go away, because they continue to use it over and over and over again. So we're going to do that. And the idea that in a price environment like this, look at, there's analysts out there now that think oil's going to go under $40. And the Democrats love to continually say, in North Dakota, they want higher taxes on the oil companies. And again, nobody is out there getting fat and sassy with the revenue. In other words, that $181 million that stayed with the companies, That's not the right number. The $181 million is how much more we would have been short if we hadn't changed the last, the oil companies have, paid $181 million more under the Republican plan than they would have. That's why I say the another $200 million would have to be made up here. But my point is, the tax rate that has been given goes into hiring more people, buying more things, investing. It makes some real sense. But I'm looking forward to that. We're going to do that this week and have a real good debate on that. So we talked about the special session. We talked about the state fair. I would be curious to know why you go and why you think it's down and what could be done to make it better. I would be curious about how you would solve this budget crisis, $310 million, and whether or not you think the Democrats ought to vote. I want to talk about Donald Trump, too, and some tweets he sent out this morning related to this father of the U.S. soldier that's Muslim. That story continues. Let's talk about that, too. We'll get cranking here on What's On Your Mind. Welcome your calls. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want. They'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Flavor Hotline is opening up as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, to get your take at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. want to talk about the special session. We want to talk about the state fair. Maybe if they put Pokemons everywhere around the state fair, that's how the attendance could go up. What do you think of that idea? Can you do that? Can you? Who decides we're going to put a Pokemon right here? Manny, do you know? Like if we say, I want one now. Can you like influence that, or are there Pokemon locators? Or
I'm sure they'll find a way.
Can you? Yeah, that'd be smart marketing. Wouldn't it? I mean, they should license them and say, okay, State Fair. Yeah, if you want 100 Pokemons, it's $1 apiece. You know. Why not? How else do they decide where they go? Are they really only where the people are looking and then they put them around there? Or does somebody get up every day and go, Pokemon there, I want one there?
It could be a big-time cash cow the way Pokemon Go is going right now. I mean,
it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is huge. I made the mistake of posting something over the weekend, dumb. It struck me as funny, and I don't get the Pokemon thing, so I put this thing up and said, whenever you feel stupid, remember there's people out there looking for Pokemon. And it caused a bit of an issue. But on Facebook, if you're following it, that's how we keep the show going.
Pokemon, Scott. That's the issue.
Reb, would you do me a favor and, you can purchase lures and place them. Okay. So, Reb, do a little research, if you would, during the show. See how much it costs to purchase Pokemons. Because maybe what I'll do, I'll put them at the state capitol this week and where we're going to be. And then if it works, I'll tip off the state fair. You want attendance to go up? Pokemon. There's your fix. I like this. We're on to something. All right. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Okay. All right. So the staff here is telling me, I know one day they made me go in the hallway and they said, hold your hand this way. And I go, okay, fine. What am I doing? Just trust us. Okay. I go out the hallway and I hold my hand up and then, before I know it, there's a screenshot and a photo posted on Facebook of me holding a Pokemon. Evidently, we purchased one and put it in the studio. So you can do that. How much did that cost us? I want some details on what it costs. We'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. We're brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by the North Dakota Oil Can Program today. Hey, they're trying to decide where next year's Cookfest should go. And so they've got, Medora, Epping, Lignite, Beach, West Hope, Keene, somewhere else. Those are a few that are in the running. I love this. Exactly right. So I heard somebody suggest West Hope this year, which I think would be a good one. That's oil country up there that some people forget about. Lignite would be fabulous. My wife's uncle ran the Red Owl there for a long time, and cousin, Kenny Berg and David Berg. And so Lignite is a special place in our heart there. Absolutely. So those are all good suggestions. That'd be fun. So anyway, get your vote in. Go to the Facebook page of North Dakota Oil Can and get it done. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I promised to bring up some things on Donald Trump here, and I will. Questions on the table. Special session. Should Republicans get a vote on their full plan? Do you think that's a good idea? Or should Democrats get a full plan? Part of the problem here with the special session is you only have 3 days. You don't have a lot of time for games and everything else. And so I think what they do basically is they say, we have committees. You propose your amendments. If you get your things, passed in an amendment, then they go on the full bill and they vote, and that's it. But I'm saying, and again, I don't know. 1% of the rules of Donnell Carlson or Rich Wardner or Max Schneider or Ken Onstad, any of them would. But I'm saying, why not? We're going to do it differently this special session. Mac, you and your kids go in that room with Kenton and his kids. And Al and Rich, you take the boys and girls from your team over there. Come out with your plans. We're going to vote yay, nay on both. Boom, we're done. There we go. We'll see you next year. Good idea, bad idea. You tell me at 800-228-0550. And what would you do different? Where can we save dollars? I love those suggestions when we did those before. State Fair, I think, needs a reboot. Let me just give you one more thing. Three things on my mind, and then we'll open up the phones to whatever you want to talk about here. Donald Trump has been engaging in the way of a response over this father and a mother who stood at the Democratic National Convention to chastise Donald Trump. Have you read the Constitution? And they lost a son. They are Muslim. He was a U.S. soldier. This got a lot of attention last week, but Donald Trump has responded repeatedly, including as soon as this morning on Twitter, saying, Mr. Khan, who does not know me, viciously attacked me from the stage at the DNC and is now all over TV doing the same. Nice. Another one from this morning. This story is not about Mr. Khan, who is all over the place doing interviews, but rather radical Islamic terrorism and the U.S. Get smart. I don't get this. Can you help me understand why does Donald Trump respond to this? Because it extends the story. Am I wrong to think there are millions and millions and millions of people who now know about this story that wouldn't have because he's decided to engage? But let me also admit, I cannot think of a single instance. Now, I can think of one. I just thought of one. Where his political instincts have been wrong. His political instincts are way more right than they are wrong. Skipping that debate, remember about Iowa? I think it cost him Iowa. So I think that was one time when his political instincts were wrong. But for the most part, the guy's right every time. I mean, ask his 16 opponents. Ask this Trump nation. Tell me what you think. Want to know. Let's go to the phones here. Lyle and Streeter, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention, I think we spend too much at a state level. We've had really good years, and they just spend more and more and more, and I think this is a good time for them to cut back a little, because it's just getting carried away.
That's a simple way to fix the problem. Spend less. Simple way to fix the problem. But what about the Democrats' proposals of tax more? Wow.
Well, I'm not close enough to the budget to say I'm against taxing more. But, you know, I'm sure they have their agenda, what they want to push through. And I was just going to mention about Trump. I think he's a one-man wrecking crew of the Republican Party. That's my opinion. And
appreciate the call, Lyle. Chad and Fargo next, and others waiting. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Might have seen the convoy of white vans, California plates. They're going north from all by Wilton up towards Bismarck yesterday. They're driving like maniacs and pulling out in front of people and everything. So I don't know what it was. There's a bunch of them. Finally, Burley County Sheriff got in the middle of them and was following them. But I don't know. Does anybody know what the heck that was all about? Or did anybody see them and see how they were driving?
If they did, let us know. White vans, California plates, driving crazy. What do you say, heading north, right? On 83 out of Bismarck. 800-228-0550. I think he said headed towards Wilton. 701-258-0550. I do have the Pokemon update, too. You can buy, they call them lure modules from the in-app Pokemon store. Cost you 100 Pokecoins to purchase a single lure or module, or you can buy 8 of them for 680 Pokecoins. Can't believe I'm saying these words. To translate that into actual money terms, you can buy 100 Pokecoins for 99 cents. So in other words, buying a lure module costs you about a buck. There you go. I think, you know, I mean, the State Fair could do, I'd put 10 grand into it. Spread them out throughout the whole thing and inside the fairgrounds, so you have to come in the fairgrounds and buy a ticket. And maybe tie something in. I'm smelling it. Do you think this will be a big deal a year from now, or will it be a fad that's faded? I don't know. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Scott Hannon here. We're talking about the State Fair and the attendance being down and ways to pick it up. And we've come up with a Pokemon idea, putting Pokemon figures all throughout the thing. Do you look down on the whole Pokemon thing? I've been corrected by one of our listeners on this, but curious what you think. Talking about the special session, what starts tomorrow, and that caller just said, spend less. Good idea to do it. I think I boil it down to this. The Democrats in North Dakota repeatedly talk about the fact that we have a budget problem because of 3 sessions worth of tax relief. So, make it simple. Give Democrats an opportunity to rescind all of the tax packages of the last 3 sessions. Just put that to a vote. There's a sense of the Senate, a sense of the House. We want to know where you stand. And then vote on that, right? Personal property, corporate taxes, all of them. Every change. I think they should be given that opportunity. I really do. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. We've been a windy spring and summer. Drift becomes a bit of a worry. Out there, we've got a lot of moisture in a lot of areas, so more spraying to do, and then the wind besides. That's where the Apache Sprayer electronic drift management system allows you to select your droplet size, keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling, and it does all the work for you. That's the Apache Sprayer for you. One of the best in any kind of farm implement on the planet. The best. Provides you the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, operator comfort, second to none, state-of-the-art noise dampening so you can listen to what's on your mind inside the cab, and you know, let the droplet size be maintained no matter what the speed you're traveling. You can't, plus that five-year driveline warranty. Oh, my. HighPlainsApache.com, or better yet, come see him across from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo at Frontier. High Plains Apache. University of Mary, Monday today on the program, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening at UMary with their innovative Vision 2030 program. Halfway point of Phase 1 done. School of Engineering, something else I'd like to talk about today, so that's next hour. In the meantime, we're talking with you to find out what's on your mind. On the Donald Trump front, that last caller before the break said he's a one-man wrecking crew for the Republican Party. You agree with that? How is it that more people voted in a Republican primary ever than ever, and more for him than ever? A new record, then. I don't get that. I think he's the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party, because the frustration level's been channeled into a candidate they see as being willing to take this on. Am I wrong? Chad and Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Great show. You always have a great show. That's for darn sure. But, you know, a lot of people say about $307 million and we have to find more. But there's a lot of things that that they don't understand. Number one, we've been behind the eight ball on a lot of infrastructure in North Dakota. And the last few years, we've had to get caught up. I mean, you look at the states around us. I mean, we're doing a good job. Our legislature is doing an excellent job. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are coming in that a lot of people don't realize, that we have a lot more healthy human resources that we have to pick up the tab for, because of our wonderful president keeps on bringing people into our state that we are now getting lobbed off onto our tax rolls to the state. And, you know, the bottom line is that these guys down in Bismarck have done an awesome job. I mean, you got to look at the fact of the matter that, yeah, we have rainy day funds and that. We're trying to go and plug all the holes. But they also got to realize that, you know, when we keep on getting thrown curveballs, I mean, they're doing a dang good job trying to make sure they can hit the ball. But, gosh darn it. And then another thing is Donald Trump, yeah, if you just fix the issues and quit basically meddling with things that the Democrats are trying to use to get them into, you know, to answer on, you know, the bottom line is that most of the Democrats don't understand is that they are the problem. They are the ones that basically, they always sit there and say, we need to raise taxes, we need to raise this. But every program they want to put on is to get more voters to go Democrat. It's nothing to do about helping the state. It's nothing to help the country. It's about them and power. That's all it is.
Without question, it is all of that. And that's why I think they're swinging so hard, honestly. I mean, because Donald Trump, again, I think Donald Trump gives the Republican establishment fits. And I think he scares the living daylights out of the Democrats, because it's a new model. You just break the model. You break the mold. You just do it differently. He's not going to do it the way they've done it. That scares the daylights out of him. I think it's the best thing that could ever happen to us. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Chad, do you think, back to the Democrats and the Republicans, first of all, I agree with what you're saying about Republican control. And I'm, you know, again, if you're the Democrats, you just got to carp about something. Wouldn't it be like, be careful what you wish for, the dog that caught the car, by saying, well, then let's vote on this. You think our problem is because of all of the tax relief for the last three sessions, then let's lay this out right now and let's have a vote. Give them an opportunity to rescind every tax package of the last three sessions, all the property tax relief, anything they, you know, all the things they carp about. Yes or no, put them all on record, and then get done with the carping and actually get to business of rolling up the sleeves and contributing on what actually can be done. I think it calls their bluff a little bit myself.
I don't think you want to even, number one, we control both houses in North Dakota, but the problem you got is that we keep on getting this influx of people that are coming into North Dakota that are wanting to get on the doles that... It is actually, you know, I hate, can you imagine being told by the government you got to get the school district has to have these study kids, and you've got to go and basically do this for them. And then the government, the federal government, goes and says, well, we don't have enough money in our budget to help these 500 more refugees from wherever the heck it is. So now all of a sudden they take off the losing social services side of it, and now put it on the county rolls. Well, guess who is the county rolls? You, me, and everybody else. The bottom line is that these guys in Bismarck are basically scrambling to cover costs that were never in their budget. I feel sorry for those guys. I really do. And to allow the Democrats to say, well, yeah, okay, we're going to have a vote. But the bottom line is that I think that's complete suicide. The best thing to do is basically to downplay the fact that, yeah, they want to raise taxes, but guess what? Have them show why we're going to have to raise the taxes, because things are getting out of our show here. Because the bottom line is that when you figure in, when you have to go and give more money for health and human resources, it hurts. It's something that we can't control. You can control your road infrastructure and all that stuff out there. In Western North Dakota, you got to admit, they had to go and do stuff out there because guess what? That was paying the bills. They did a great job. I don't see there's nothing wrong with this North Dakota legislature. I think we should stay as a Republican state and basically to just paint the picture of why we're in the deficit we're at. They're not doing it. They should do a better job saying the reason why is because we have such an influx that we have to put more money out to things that were caused by the federal government and the Obama administration.
All good thoughts, Chad. Appreciate your call. Thanks for your commentary. Others welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text me this week at 701-367-2054. Love your texts on the program. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. And give us a ring. Do we? Never mind. Val and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, Val. What's on your mind?
I was just going to mention, went to see the movie Hillary's America this weekend, and I would encourage people to go see that if they're thinking of voting for Hillary or undecided or whatever. It is a great movie, what the Democratic Party is all about, and I would just encourage people to go see it.
Somebody called last week and wanted me to extend an invite to Senator Heidi Heitkamp to see it on Friday. And it was not a snarky request. I think it was just, you know, I would like to hear from someone that supports Senator Clinton, you know, what about this? What about what's in the movie? And I did, by the way, extend the invite and said I would go with her because I haven't seen it yet either. And I don't know what her schedule is, but I haven't heard back yet. But I said I would, so I did. But I am going to go this week. I'll be, I guess, the Grand Theater Bismarck. We should maybe find out where this is showing in Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, so we can accommodate as many of our listeners as possible. I don't know if there's a way to show what theaters it's showing in all of North Dakota, but if you find that, Rev. But I know at the Grand Theater in Bismarck, it's showing this week 1:30, 4:15, 7, and 9:30.
Right, so, and, yeah. You know, the people that are going to see it were probably preaching to the choir because it's people that probably have made their mind up already. But I would encourage, again, anybody that's thinking the Democratic Party is so great or that's voting for Hillary, they need to see this movie before the vote comes.
Well, maybe I should bring someone that would be a Hillary fan. If Senator Heitkamp doesn't take my suggestion, I'll welcome others. I'll let you know when I'm going to go, and then everybody can, you know... And again, I'm not suggesting this because I want people yelling at each other at the theater. I think let's just go have a, you know, North Dakota nice kind of conversation about this. You know, yeah, because I'm you know, the value of that movie, in my mind, is for people to see it who think Hillary's walks on water. You know, Val, appreciate the call. Thank you, Tom, Jim, John. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for 4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slaybaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
On What's On Your Mind, back to our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline in just a moment. I'll tell you about my friends at Be Mobile for a moment. We want to make you safer, we want to make your kids safer with Hum. Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. I could be smarter, I could be safer, and if my car is smarter and safer, then maybe I'm making a step or two that way. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling, all in this Hum by Verizon package. And if you have a teen in your home that's getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service, and you'll get a bill credit for it. Be Mobile is where you get it. Be Mobile Verizon, more than just phones and tablets. America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they're everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, beyond, locations all throughout North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Some breaking news this morning. John McCain is denouncing Donald Trump's comments on the family of the Muslim soldier remarkable lengthy rebuke of his party's nominee, according to the New York Times, sharply criticizing those comments, saying, quote, "While our party has bestowed upon him the nomination, it is not accompanied by an unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us." Did he defame the best among us? I would acknowledge the best among us are those that serve, protect, and defend our country. No doubt about that. He was being critical of the parents. He's been quite I thought, eloquent about the fallen soldiers. So, I don't know. But again, not helpful. I don't know. And maybe when John McCain does this, this is that's the Republican establishment, and that's who he's running against in a way. I don't know. Can't figure this one out. But John in Minot's got it all figured out. So, John, lay it on me. John?
Yeah. A few years ago, I think Reagan was president, but I'm not sure. And it seems to me that I don't know whether the justice died or whether he retired, but the Democrats accused Reagan of trying to stack the debt with all conservatives. And now the Democrats think it's all right. They even admit that they want to stack the debt with all liberal judges.
That's what this race is about to me. If you want to boil this down to say, I'm having trouble which way to go, or all the noise and the back and forth, just think about the Supreme Court. Go look at those dozen names or whatever the number was that Donald Trump put forward that he would pick from, that every Federalist, every rock-solid group out there that knows about originalists when it comes to the Constitution and the court say are rock stars, are perfect, are fantastic, a great list. That's the whole race right there. Because
I don't really approve of Trump, but there's no way under the sun I'm going to vote for Hillary, so I got to vote for Trump.
No doubt about it. I mean, I believe, John, there's a lot of people in your category, and you should be. Ben Carson has said that's how he ultimately rested on Trump. Now he's since said he believes Trump is the right man. He's seen him operate, the way he puts the right people around him, how he makes decisions, his faith. And I trust Ben Carson, but that one issue alone, right there, because you can take the United States Constitution and put it in a shredder if we continue on the track we're continuing on with who Democrats put on that court.
I never did hear what Trump supposedly said about that Muslim soldier that got killed. I never heard anything bad about it anyway, so I don't know. I must not have heard what he supposedly said. I don't know what the deal is on that.
I think the most critical thing he said was that the mom didn't speak. Maybe it was because she was Muslim. She's come back out and said that she was distraught, saw her son on the screen, and whenever that happens, she just shuts down. You know, look, the attack on Trump was vicious. He punched back. In my mind, turn the other cheek, ignore it, and it goes away. But again, that's a lot less important than the Supreme Court. Hello, John McCain. What's more important to you? Thanks, John. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm not certainly as smart as Trump, but I think he's got to realize that the press, who is halfway his ally and didn't do a lot of things, will now is his vicious enemy, because they will walk through the fires of hell to elect Hillary Clinton. And he has to realize that anything he does is going to be blown away out of proportion. And he just needs to wise up on that, in my opinion. And you're 100% right. The Supreme Court is the driving issue. If we get more liberals on the court, our Constitution will be even more of a doorstep to the White House than it was to Obama. Obama wiped his feet on it every day, and they will just rip it to shreds.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. Pick your issue. What concerns you? The Second Amendment? Wave it goodbye, right?
I mean, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, you, religious freedom important to you about being able to practice your wave it goodbye. Yeah. Look what John Roberts, a Republican appointee to the Supreme Court, did on Obamacare, and saying just inventing something about what the Congress did so they could keep Obamacare. And you're also right on the media. The funny cartoon I posted over the weekend. About this I can't do it justice talking about it. Go to my Facebook page. You can follow me there, even though we can't be friends because I have too many friends. But, there's no such thing as having
like
too many friends.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phone. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.